Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
It's a gorgeous fall day here in the nation's capital as the leaves fall down and all minds and thoughts turn to the subject of love. In love with Sophia. You believe there is someone in this world that you're destined to fall in love with? Well, that's the question today that we'll pose to author Robert Krantz, who joins us on the line, the author of Falling in Love with Sophia, on the day of the book's release. So first of all, congratulations on the release.
Thank you very much, Berg. I appreciate that. Exciting day.
Do you personally believe there's someone in this world that you're destined to fall in love with?
Wouldn't that be horrible if I said no? Like, what to write the book for?
Exactly.
No, I absolutely. It happened in my own life. It was 17 years ago, approximately, and I was driving from Los Angeles to San Diego, and I'm Greek, and I had been looking for a Greek wife for years. I mean, years. I went to every Greek function you could imagine. If there was a souvlaki stand opening, I was there. And I was driving down the freeway, and I was talking to my friend. I said, you know, I'm just never going to find that Greek girl I'm looking for. And I said, you know, and I was just bummed out. And I think what had happened was there was a girl. I just said goodbye to a girl that I wanted to go out with, and she said, I'm in love with somebody in Spain. And then she said, remember, good things happen for those that wait. And so now I get in the car, I drive down, I was going to a wedding. My friend in the car, his sister was getting married, walked in, was at the reception, and we were sitting there waiting, doing all these pictures beforehand and so forth. And I said, let's get something to eat. As we were walking out to get something to eat, in walked Trisha, who was later to become my wife, and I looked across the floor, and she was putting down a gift, and there was a little girl there, and Trisha kneeled down so she could talk eye to eye with the girl, and I remember she tucked her hair behind her ear, and she was just so sweet and kind, and I said to the bride, can you introduce me to her? And I never left her side, never left her, and that was 17 years ago, That was my moment where everything kind of hit, and she's my soulmate and best friend, everything in life. And so, yeah, I do believe in that.
What a beautiful story. Robert Krantz is the author of Falling in Love with Sophia. It's being released today, if you're happening to listen live on this Wednesday, the 17th. And Robert, this book, although it's your first book, it's certainly not your first creative experience. You're a Hollywood screenwriter. How is writing a novel different than writing a screenplay?
You know, like they say, ignorance is bliss. What happened was I had sold 5 screenplays to the studios. I had sold it to Warner Brothers and Fox and Columbia and so forth, CBS. And one day I wanted to make Falling in Love with Sophia into a movie, and I was we were trying to raise the money, couldn't raise the money. I was on vacation. My wife came up and she said, you should make it into a book first. And so I had the screenplay done, went back home, and this is the ignorance is bliss part. I had never written a book, and I went, chapter one, let's go. And boom, I just took off and started writing it. And I really did not know how to write a book. I just thought I was so passionate about the subject. I had so passionate about the screenplay. And so I just wrote from my heart. And what was interesting, certain parts as the book started to unfold changed from the screenplay and got better and better. And the only difference for me was just the formatting of it, how, you know, chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, and so forth. But anything, any creative endeavor I've ever done, it really does start with you must be speaking from the heart. If you're writing from the heart, whether it's a screenplay, whether it's acting, whether it's writing a book, critical thing is if it's coming from the heart, Once you figure out the format, everything else falls into place.
Actor, screenwriter, and now first-time author Robert Krantz is our special guest on the Burke Allen Show. The book is Falling in Love with Sophia. It's already being, you know, compared to best-selling authors like Nicholas Sparks, and as we look on your website, we see just these incredible letters that have come in about this book from advanced readers who just love this story. That must be extremely gratifying for you.
I can't even begin to tell you. It is when I started getting the emails and letters back from people, and some of them posted up on our Facebook page and so forth, and just the ones that people sent me personally, I remember saying to my wife, if I paid my mother to write these, she couldn't have written them this good. They were just so passionate and so heartfelt and so meaningful, and it's been so touching. And it was interesting you say Nicholas Sparks. Years ago when I had done the movie Do You Want to Dance, and we were selling that movie, and my wife said to me, that we were watching a show when they were showing Nicholas Sparks, and she said, that reminds me of you. She said, the way that he approaches people, the way he writes, and the type of person he is. And so that's a great compliment. I'm a big fan of his, and I'm just grateful that people have reacted so strongly to the book.
Hey, you talked about the fact that you're Greek and you're searching for a Greek wife. And, of course, in this book, it's about these very dynamic Greek families. But it's much more than a Greek story, I believe.
Yeah, you know, one thing, like, for example, with my big fat Greek wedding, what makes things like that work is that you start out with a specific story, but it becomes a universal story. By that, I mean, if you remember watching the commercial for My Big Fat Greek Wedding, it would say at the very end, My Big Fat Japanese Latino Greek Wedding, and it would roll to the end. And everyone you speak to says, it was so much like my family. And so what I found in writing a very specific story is these, and it didn't happen by accident, because what I usually do in between projects is a lot of living. And what I find is that I listen to people in my life and read, and what the things that I try and write in these movies and in these books is those heartfelt issues, following your dreams, falling in love, divorce, living, dying, all those critical issues that each of us face in our life. And so I just put it within that Greek environment. But when you look at when you read this story, so many people, I think, are relating to it, because it does deal with family, love, divorce, marriage, father-son relationships, all that sort of thing. So I hit on those universal themes and try and put it in a unique perspective.
Robert Krantz is our guest today. The book is Falling in Love with Sophia, and we'll talk more with Robert right after this on the Burke Allen.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thank you.
The Burke Allen Show at 718-506-1944. That's a free call, by the way, if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. Our guest is Robert Krantz. The book being released today is Falling in Love with Sophia, and already out of the gate, a bestseller both here in the States and overseas. What is it about, Robert, this story that you think seems to really hit both women and men? I mean, this is one that you've told me off the air that you know, kids, you know, teenagers love, and then elderly people love. It just seems to have this broad mass appeal.
You know, I think what it is, when I started out writing it, and I put into the story so many different aspects of it. So in other words, if you read it and you're a son who's had a tumultuous relationship with your dad, you're going to relate to it on that level because that's part of it. If you're somebody who's just getting married and saying, I want to be married for the rest of my life, you're going to read it on that level. If you're a grandparent, there's grandparents in this who play a big part in it, and you feel like that you're being forgotten or that life is passing you by, or you've lost a loved one, which is one of the grandparents have to deal with, or if you're somebody who is gone through a divorce, it deals with that. What I think is why so many people are relating to it is that it in each one of those levels, you can relate to the story. And then also, I would never discount that it makes people really laugh. I've had so many people say, I was on an airplane, and by the end of it, people were turning to me and go, well, what is it that you're reading? You know, because they were laughing so much and crying. You know, so a lot of the people that wrote testimonials said, if I had to summarize it in one blurb, it would be, yeah, all the testimonials I've gotten, it was, I laughed, I cried, I couldn't put it down. I read it all in one time. Thank you for writing this. I hope you write other things. That's generally what, if I had to summarize these testimonials I've gotten.
Oh, that's fantastic. And as a guy who did, in fact, at one point, you know, believe there was someone in the world for you that you were destined to fall in love with, you met your wife, and now you're a father of three little ones. How do you keep that romance, that relationship fresh? And especially as we head into the holiday season, you know, what tips can you give? You said, I think you've been married 17 years, is that right? Or together 17 years now?
17 years. We've known each other almost 20. And, you know, I think the key to it is I still flirt with my wife. She probably will blush when I say this, but I do. Whether if she's cooking dinner or whatever, I'm always kind of, you know, pestering around or flirting with her, and I just adore her. I mean, I just think she's just the cutest thing in the world, and I just love being around her. And in fact, she's coming to the office today in a few hours. And I just love being around her, and I think she loves being around me. We make each other laugh. We talk about everything. You know, we will always say we love each other. And not that everyone's marriage has that struggle and that work that goes into where you look at each other and go, oh, I'm so ticked off at you right now, you know. But
sure.
At the end of the day, we really love being around each other. We love talking. We talk a lot to each other. So I think what makes it if I had to put it in one sentence, I would say that through the good times and the bad times, and we've gone through both, we've never gotten too high or too low. We've just kept it right in the middle and just kept talking and loving each other.
One final question. You've been a very successful actor. You've starred in and produced and written your own movie. You've written screenplays. Now you're a best-selling author. Which is the most fun, and will there be another book from Robert Krantz?
The most fun is, there's two things that are the most fun. Whether you've written a book or a movie, it's when people call you, email you, you know, write you a letter and say how much what you did meant to them. That is the absolute most fun. That makes all the hard hours of work going into it worth it. The ultimate moment that is just undescribable is when you're sitting in a movie theater and the movie's playing, and you can hear people crying or you hear people laughing, and you just see the look on their faces when they get up from your movie and you see how happy they are. That's the kind of movies and books that I write. Things that will make you think, will make you evaluate your life, but at the end of the day, I come from that It's a Wonderful Life school, which is I want to uplift you when you close the book or when you leave the movie theater. I want you feeling better about your life and going back out there and saying, okay, I'm ready to go. I feel good about this.
Robert Krantz is the author of the brand new book, Falling in Love with Sophia. It's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. Best of luck on the release date. Thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show.
Thanks for having me, Burke. I appreciate it.
Pick up Falling in Love with Sophia and find out if you believe there's someone in this world that you are destined to fall in love with. You may just change your mind. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.